Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Soft red winter May wheat, 726 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. July, 731 and a half, up 2 1/2. Soft May, 666 and a quarter, up 4. July, 673 and a half, up 3 1/2. May corn, 503 and a quarter, up 2. July, 509, up 1 3/4. December's down 1/4 at 504 3/4. May soybeans, 1465, down 17 1/4. November's off 11 at 1214 1/2. May soybean meal, 475.70, down 380. May soybean oil, 4203, down 47 cents. April live cattle, 144.77 1/2, up 77 1/2. April feeders are 178.35. They're up 7 1/2. And April lean hogs are 124.75, and they're down 42 1/2.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It is the final Friday of our Spring Pledge membership drive. I like to say it's Last Chance Texaco for you to get in and help support the programs that you use on a daily basis, the agricultural programming. So far we've heard from 50 people who say they support agriculture, and they have contributed $9,200 thus far in this drive, and we thank each and every one of them. Our overall goal, $140,000 for the drive. We're $78,457 toward that number. Those numbers are very important, the $140,000 level, as well as doing everything we can today in a Step Up Friday to say yes to agriculture. Alongside me is Corporate Support Director Les Schulte. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Dave. And 50. 50 is the magic number for agriculture this
50,
morning.
50.
Because we have 50 pledges in that mention agriculture as a service they appreciate and use on this station. We need 50 more of you right now to step up and pledge that support at 217-244-9455. I was thinking about this, Dave. You know, when you're in the agricultural business, when you're a farmer, you can only be a procrastinator for so long, because when it's time to plant, it's time to plant. When it's time to harvest,
you harvest.
And so, you know, that window closes pretty fast. Well, the window here at WILL closes pretty fast. Today is the day. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Every pledge made during this spring membership drive that mentions agriculture, our group of ag businesses will each donate a dollar to WILL, an extra dollar to WILL, and they'll each donate a dollar to the College of Aces Agricultural Communication Scholarship Fund at the U of I. So your pledge right now, helps support WILL in a very special way. Help support the scholarships at the Ag Communications students at the U of I, but you need to do it now. 217-244-9455, online at willpledge.org. Make sure you mention agriculture is one of the services you use and appreciate here at WILL.
May I suggest the $120 level? That's just $10 a month, or maybe the $52. Maybe you're thinking about it. You've never done it before. You would become a new member of agricultural support. The $52 level, $1 a week. Make your contribution at the level that you feel comfortable with, but do it now, because the dollars that we have in the bank by the end of the fiscal year are the dollars that we have to work with next year to provide programming on this radio station. And that impacts everything that we do, all the decisions that we have to make regarding on our on-air programming, from Morning Edition to the afternoon magazine, which we don't have no more, but the afternoon hour to All Things Considered, to programs like our agricultural programming. Everything gets thrown in the hopper, and we decide the mix of programs that we are going to do next year based on the dollars that we have available. That's why your gift right now is so important to us. Give us a call at 217-244-9455. Say agriculture and help us out that way, and also help us make a few extra dollars for the radio station through our business partners and some money for scholarships to pay it forward for agricultural broadcasters in the future. On the phone now to talk about the markets on this Friday morning is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He's in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the market has gotten choppy.
It's gotten choppy, and I think it's come out of the USDA report looking forward, looking at the weather and looking at the demand and looking at the technicals. And I don't think the USDA report changed the direction of the market in any way. I think you were able to get pretty much anything if you it was there for something for everybody. In other words, the bull and the bear were able to take something away from the report. But as far as overall trend change, I really think the technicals, the weather, and the demand side of the equation are the three prominent factors. And right now, those three things are all leaning a little bit more towards the downside, and we're testing some major support levels in May futures, May corn 498, May beans 1460 area, and the May wheat, the 655, 656 area, where the 200-day moving average sits.
So with normal weather, the risk is still to the downside. I would imagine that there was a time there for a while when maybe producers took their puts off, but are we looking at potentially needing to think about putting them back on?
Yeah, that or getting some cash sales in place. I think at this time of the year, now that we're in April, I think you really want to start to look at the idea that since we're in the time of the year where we actually start to plan, getting that hard floor underneath you, getting that revenue per acre for your operation underneath you becomes more important, at least for me and the clients I work with, is that there will be times for puts, there'll be times for calls, but right now we're coming into a time period where you want to start to really nail down your revenue per acre and know exactly what you can make given normal yields.
Hard to know what the basis is going to be in the fall. How does that figure into your equation?
You know, I think that's one of the things that I could say and recommend to people to leave open in the corn if you have a historically wide basis, because I don't think you're taking a lot of chance, especially after USDA's report and the fact that they did kick up the exports to 1.75 billion bushels. But I would also say there are some warning flags out there in the third quarter that would suggest that, especially in the beans, that we may be facing a bigger supply and a weakening demand base. And I think that's one of the things that has come to the surface this week with some of the news out of China. Some of the losses right now for domestic crushers in China is around $80 to $100 a ton right now, Dave. And the idea is that in May, the Chinese government will start to release some of their soybean reserves because of their change in policy of not holding beans for strategic reserves anymore. So as you get down the road here, you could be seeing a situation where the cash market actually finds a little bit more weakness as we go forward, especially if we turn more deflationary in the macro economy.
So, and that is showing its up in the Gulf prices right now.
It is, and I think that's where you just have to keep track of it, and you have to look at your specific area versus your five-year average.
And a quick word about corn marketing before we let you go.
Well, the big thing about the corn is it is kind of attached to the wheat. I mean, I think weather takes precedent, but if we don't have a problem with the weather, then the wheat takes precedent and the charts take precedent. So these major lows that we're hitting today are major weekly lows and major trendline support areas as well, Dave. So watch the wheat if you're a corn trader, along with the weather maps.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, and good luck on the fund drive.
Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Les Schulte alongside. We're counting it down. 50 calls to go today to make our overall goal for this fund drive.
That's right, Dave. And if we get that extra 50, think about this. That's an extra $300 for WILL and an extra $300 for the ACES Scholarship Fund, because Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics, along with Farm Credit Illinois, Bates Commodities, AgriGold Seeds, Total Grain Marketing and the Andersons in Champaign are each going to add a dollar to WILL and into the scholarship fund for your pledge right now at 217-244-9455. Or if you make that pledge online at willpledge.org, mention agriculture.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.